In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Fac mecum signum in bonum. The words of today's introit. Make me, O Lord, a sign for good, that those who hate me may see and be confounded. As we draw closer to Passiontide, we're given today this image, very much veiled as yet, of the sign for good in which we place all our hope, the sign of the Holy Cross. This is what is prefigured by the episode of Moses before the rock. Reference has been made to this since Septuagesima. St. Paul already tells us that this rock from which water flows forth in the desert to give drink to the chosen people is Christ. And it is a passage which is difficult to understand. We know today that it's called the water of contradiction because our Lord worked this miracle in the face of the murmuring of the Hebrew people that he was not providing for them. But it is not the first time that water has flowed forth from the rock. Earlier in their wanderings, Moses, according to the command of the Lord, did strike the rock and water flowed forth. Today, there is a slightly different detail. Today, Moses does strike the rock. It says that he strikes the rock twice. And this is seen as prefiguring the two beams of the cross, for he strikes it with his rod. And yet there is a detail which is different in the passage we have today, which is that the Lord does not say to Moses to strike the rock. He tells him to speak to the rock. The fact that there are these two episodes with the rock and water flowing forth, and we have already been told by the apostle that the rock is Christ, means that we are to understand here the twofold manner in which the sacrifice of Christ is offered. It was indeed offered first by the striking of the rod. This was the bloody sacrifice of the cross on Calvary. The second time, however, the commandment was that it should come forth by speaking to the rock. This is a prefiguration of the unbloody sacrifice of Christ, which is the Mass, by which the priest, as the participant in the high priesthood of Jesus Christ, speaks over the gifts and does not confect the sacrament in a bloody manner with a twofold striking of a rod, but rather with a twofold consecration. This is the sign for good. This Mass, which is both sacrament and sacrifice, is our only sign for good, the sign in which we place all our hope, in which we find our salvation. And this Mass is, I think, to be intimately connected in your mind with the Mass of tomorrow. For we have here the fruits of the Mass, which are the redemption of our souls and the conversion of our hearts. In the Mass, we find truth, justice, and mercy. In the figure of the Samaritan woman, we find truth. Tomorrow, in the story of Holy Susanna, in the book of Daniel, we find justice. And finally, in the case of the woman taken in adultery, we find mercy. But all of these things are present. All of these things are the true fruits of the cross and the true fruits of its representation. It's making really present, which is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We all know well enough the words of our Lord, which he will speak tomorrow to the woman taken in adultery. Has no one condemned you? No one, Lord. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. And before this, he says, let him who is without sin cast the first stone at her. These are not the words, however, which he has today for the Samaritan woman, who is also living a life of sin. His words to her are not, no stone to cast at you. I do not condemn you. Quite the contrary. This woman must be aroused in her knowledge of her sin, which is why our Lord interrogates her. He says, call your husband, to which she responds, I have no husband. And he says, you have indeed spoken well when you say, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. This you have indeed said very well. With gentleness and yet with firmness, our Lord grants her to begin a true examination of conscience and arouse in her soul true sorrow for sin and firm purpose of amendment. Our Lord, who said in the Sermon on the Mount, judge not, lest you be judged, also said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Our sweet Lord, who welcomed those who repent, also said to those who did not do the will of his Father, who refused to turn from their evil path, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Tomorrow morning, then, with the story of Holy Susanna, we will consider the justice of the Lord that comes to deliver all innocent blood. Those who are falsely accused, if they place all confidence in the Lord and obeying his moral law even unto death, will truly find deliverance. And lastly, and it is important that it is in the last place, I think, in tomorrow's gospel, we have the figure of the woman taken in adultery. It is for those who are truly repentant, those who place themselves at the feet of our Lord in imploring his mercy, they will find it. This is the fruit of that sign for good, which we adore today, the sign of the Holy Cross, which is made present for us in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which brings to us true conversion of heart, true repentance, true consideration of the justice of Almighty God, and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.